You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The United States has made a $500 million payment to the United Nations Green Climate Fund, which was set up to help developing countries counter the effects of climate change. The $500 million grant announced on Wednesday by the State Department is the second payment the US has made to the fund, bringing the total to $1 billion. Dame Meg Taylor is Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat, an intergovernmental organization promoting cooperation of independent Pacific states. She told Devon Watkins that climate change has a real effect on people throughout the Pacific region.
Impact of climate change on the Pacific is real. It's not something that's going to happen. It's happening now. So during the COP21 meetings in Paris, leaders of the Pacific played a very prominent role in working with governments from Europe and the United States to make sure that that agreement came to conclusion. Any undoing or unravelling of the Paris Agreement would be disastrous for us. We are very committed to seeing the implementation of the Paris Agreement and also the financial support that will go to countries that are negatively impacted. Furthermore, the issue of the United States' involvement in the Southern Pacific region is important. State Department has already canvassed opinions in the region. If the new incoming Republican administration wants to increase its involvement in the Pacific. Right now, both Australia and New Zealand are very much active on behalf of an alliance with the United States. But in terms of the US's direct involvement, it'll be interesting to see what does happen in the Pacific region. In the Northern Pacific, the US is very much involved. It has its bases in Guam, but it also has strong relationships with its former territories, which are now independent countries like Palau, Federated States of Micronesia, and the Republic of Marshall Islands. In the Republic of Marshall Islands, you have the tracking stations at Kwajalein that play an important role in terms of what's happening in the Northern Pacific, particularly with North Korea. But the impact of any unravelling of Paris Agreement because of the severe impact on the Pacific with climate change is a concern. Now, when I talk about climate change, what we've seen is severe weather pattern changes, particularly with cyclones. Right now, as I speak to you, this is the period of cyclone season. And, of course, after last year's major Category 5 cyclone that hit Fiji and the losses to the country, and the year before, Cyclone Pam that hit Vanuatu, well, what happens in terms of loss of GDP? Vanuatu lost 64% of its GDP. I think Fiji was about 20%. And then Samoa also had a tsunami that lost a decline in 30% of GDP. Now, because there are smaller economies, there's a greater vulnerability. But if this was to happen to one of the biggest states in the world that lost all that, it would be just catastrophic. What amazes me about these people in the countries and the leadership is the determination to survive and the resilience of people. And I think that's what we've really got to work with and build on. So the establishment of the Green Climate Fund is a financial organisation that we see as an opportunity for us to be able to access resources to strengthen our own societies in terms of infrastructure. You know, I think there's been a lot of conversations about climate migration, etc. Well, I think some of the leaders in discussions I've had with them have said, you know, we've got to stop thinking like that. What we've got to look at is how can we rebuild our islands? Technology is there. You've seen it in the Middle East. The Dutch have technology. The Koreans have technology. The Emirates have technology. The Chinese have technology. And we should be thinking about how we can secure our island borders rather than just thinking, well, you know, you've got to pack up and leave. Be much more proactive in that.
And it's not just numbers and GDP figures, it's people's lives. It's poor people who Pope Francis has continually said that these decisions on the global level impact the local person.
Absolutely, and it's interesting, you know, I've been in meetings where facilitators have asked our leaders all the time, well, what's the population of your islands? What's the population of your islands? It doesn't matter if they're 3 people, 30 people, or 300 people. It's all the same. I mean, they are human beings living on islands, which is home. And if you look at the Pacific, it's 98% of the world's surface. It's huge. And yes, it's not landmass, it's water, but they're ocean states. And we've got to think differently, we've got to look at it differently, and we've got to understand it differently, that these are resources in the oceans, not just fish, but deep sea resources, biodiversity of these resources, which are going to be important for humanity. And those people who live on those islands, for now, they are the caretakers. And they're important, and they contribute to the livelihoods of others. I mean, if you look at what's happening in the fishery sector, the economic zones of the Pacific Island countries is vast. And a lot of the fish that comes to Europe, especially the skipjack tuna, comes from those resources.
And you were telling me earlier about prayer in the Pacific Islands. What is the importance of it in a regular meeting?
I worked for a long time in Washington, and one lived a very sort of secular life in terms of your work life. I mean, you held it personally and you had friends, you may share faith. But in the Pacific, no meeting, no conversation of a group happens without asking for guidance. And in many of our societies, that's based also on tradition of asking the Creator for mana to help the conversations, to bring good resolution. So sometimes when I come to Europe now or go to the United States, a little bit of unease without having that preparation at the beginning. I mean, where I work, we have other faiths, many faiths. We have Christian, we have Hindu, we have Baha'i, we have Muslim. And you can ask for time of quiet just so that the mind is settled. I just raised that with you because for me to adjust to it when I went back to the Pacific took a little bit of time, but now I see why we do it and how important it is. And it's not just for the sake of it, but it is for really to have God's guidance.